Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Daf Gimel, Sanhedrin 3a, pagination is 5. We're starting from about 10 lines up from the bottom. At the end of a line, there's a two dots, and then Nezek v'chatzi Nezek, damages and half damages, which were mentioned in the Mishnah as examples of requiring three judges in order to rule. So when we go back to the Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta, we indeed find gezelos, theft, vachavolos, and damages are bishlosha, three judges, and then nezek, damage, vachatzi nezek, half damage, presumably talking about when an animal gores, meaning does malicious damage. In the beginning, it's called a tam, or tame, and the owner is not really obligated to watch it carefully because the animal doesn't typically do malicious damage. But after it did so repeatedly, it becomes a muad and gets advanced into a full damage category. But in any case, there's such a thing as chatzi nezek, half damage, tashlume kefel, double damage, double payment, in the case of theft, v'tashlume arba v'chamisha, and payments of 4 or 5 in the case of sheep, ox, mentioned in Pashas Mishpatim, is b'shlosha, is also with three judges. So our Gemara wants to know why weren't the cases of Nezek and Chatzi Nezek included automatically in Chavalos, different types of damages that occur, and we already learnt that it requires three judges. So the Gemara asks, Nezek, Haino Chavalos, damage, that's the same thing as Chavala. And the Gemara answers, and there's a lot of question answer over here, Mishum dekaboy lemisna chatzi nezek. We wanted to list chatzi nezek, which is not really a regular payment. Tananami nezek shalem. And once we were doing that, we listed full damage as well. So those are cases where the animal is doing damage. Chatzi nezek nami hainu chavolos. Half damage, the animal does damage, is also a type of damage. Why is that not already included in the word chavolos? Damage is done. It requires three judges. And the Gemara answers, Tana mamona v'tani knasa. We learned cases where you're paying for damage done, and we're learning cases where you're paying a fine. Rashi explains that chatzi nezek, according to this view, is really a fine. You're not liable for the damage that the animal did because you were never expected to watch it because you didn't expect that it would do damage, malicious damage. And therefore, the payment of half on such damage is considered a fine. And therefore, it's its own category, so to speak, and deserves to be mentioned. That all makes sense if you learn that the half damage when an animal damages maliciously for the first time is considered a fine. But according to the opinion that it's damage that you're paying, it's just that you're kind of getting a discount, it should already be included in the word chavolos, damages, again, if you learn that it's a fine, which is indeed the way we understand it, so then everything's fine. It's a fine. It's not the same as chavolos, as damage. But according to the opinion that approaches it with a dissenting approach, that it's payment for damage done, just you're getting a discount. So, ma'ika le'meimar, you already said chavolos, and it should include all types of chavolos. Ella, rather, here is the explanation to understand why our Mishnah listed such things. Aidi dekabay lemisna tashlumi kefa v'tashlumi arba v'chamisha. Since the Tana was leading up to his plan of listing payments of double and payments of 4 and 5, de mamon she'eno mishtalin baroshu, that it's not direct reimbursement of principal, the amount damage, but rather it's double. It's 4 and 5. It's a different number. Tananami chatzi nezek de mamon she'eno mishtalin baroshu. So he wanted to include chatzi nezek, which is also the type of payment that's not based on principal. Those are more, and this one is less. But it's also a type of payment that's not a direct reimbursement for damage done. Va'aydi dekabay lemisna chatzi nezek, and once it's listing chatzi nezek, which was listed because of the double payment, so we did the half payment too, tana nami nezek. In order to be thorough, we listed regular nezek damage as well. One of the skills necessary to learn a Gemara such as this is not just the background information and the logic, but also reading the words carefully. And as we build skills in Talmud study, we want not just to be able to get the gist of the Gemara, but to actually be able to see it in the words. I'd like to mention one quick example. Let's see it on Amud Aleph, although it exists on Amud Beis as well. One line up. The word Aidi. So we pronounced it Aidi with an A, a patach, under the Aleph. And the reason for that is because there are two Yuds together following the Aleph, and that makes it Aidi. If there would be only one Yud following the Aleph, then it would be pronounced Idi. Idi, v'idi, is an expression in the Talmud, and it means either or. Either this one or that one. But Idi, as it is in our Gemara with two Yuds, is since. It's a reasoning, not an item, it's a reasoning. And that difference makes all the difference as you're trying to translate a Gemara, and it actually follows through in pronunciation even to modern times. You have a name, for example, the woman's name, Razel. Razel would be written Reish Yud Zayin Lamed if it's pronounced Razel with a tsere under the Reish, an A sound under the Reish. If, however, the pronunciation of the family, their region of origin or whatever, and they pronounce it Reisel with a patach, A, then indeed it would get two Yuds and it would be spelled Reish Yud Yud Zayin Lamed. You have that as an example in the name Rhein. If the name is pronounced Rhein, then it's Reish Yud Yud Nun. It has the two Yuds because it has the patach under the Reish, Rhein. If you wanted to pronounce it Rin, then it would be Reish Yud Nun. Another example, the name Reis. So if it's pronounced Reis, it's Reish Yud Samach. If it's Rice, it's Reish Yud Yud Samach. And indeed, you have, in English, they might write it R-E-E-S-E, which is really Reese. You could see it. Reese. As opposed to rice, where when they're spelling it R-E-I-S-S, you're not quite sure. You have to ask them, how do you pronounce that? Is that Reese or rice? What is it? Again, by us, ID, which is the word we have in our Gemara, is with two Yuds. It means since, as opposed to ED, which would mean either this one, EDVED, this and that. Just a little tidbit as we build our Talmudic study skills. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.